is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another resounding edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. And we got a twin bill. It's a twofer tonight. We're double dipping two scoops of sports betting fun. So let's go ahead and hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus. We got tickets already in hand, ready to grab a seat on that motor vehicle and hopefully coast to a smooth victory at plus 100 odds or greater. Lundy, either one of the Monday night games tonight, or maybe you're looking at Major League Baseball, there's a small doubleheader on the diamond with some meaningful action that is taking place just ahead of the beginning of the playoffs. What do you got for me on this manic Monday?
Well, I would have rolled with the baseball, but the problem is that the game that I like the most is actually the early one. And so people wouldn't have really had much of a chance to be able to react to it, Brad. So what do you say we go to an any time touchdown? Ooh. Give me Mr. Okonkwo.
Shig Okonkwo.
For an anytime touchdown tonight at plus 380. Look, Will Levis likes his big old targets when he gets down to the end zone. And I know that when he does get to the end zone, it's few and far between, shall we say, with this Titans squad. However, if they do get down there, I think it's a really good shot that it is going to be one of the tight ends. Now, I do understand when you talk about the Titans, it could be Nick Vinette. It could be Chig. It could be, is it Wiley? Wiley?
Frank Wycheck, actually.
That's actually probably who it really is.
Yeah.
So it could be any of the plus size targets, which is where you're rolling the dice a little bit. But I'll take the fact that Okonkwo already has a touchdown on the season. And if you go to last week between the Seahawks and the Dolphins, Miami was giving up yards left and right to the likes of Noah Fant, et cetera, for Seattle with the tight end position. So I think they're going to be susceptible to it again, even though this game is sitting at home, Tennessee on the road there in South Florida. I think Will Levis is going to be looking for his tight end. So let's talk a little anytime touchdown for Okonkwo plus 380 at DraftKings.
Yeah, roll the shoulders. I get seduced by that juice indeed. Lundy hoping for a Music City miracle from Okonkwo. I'm going to go with a wager also long odds at 4-1. And by the way, grab this at BetMGM. DK Metcalf, you know I love these race twos, and they've been somewhat profitable for me. We hit on one last week. Hopefully going to make it back-to-back on Monday night with DK Metcalf. The race to 40 receiving yards at plus 400. We know the name of the game of DK Metcalf. He can get this on a singular catch. He's already got a 71-yarder to his name. He's already got a 56-yard reception also to his name. The biggest weakness in this Detroit defense is certainly not bottling up the run. They've been magnificent there. Number one in rush EPA defense so far this season. But on the back end, they're number 20 and pass EPA defense, most specifically, is going to see some Terrion Arnold, who might get benched tonight, quite honestly. They've been dabbling. They've been flirting with that idea. So far this season, Arnold's given up a 68.4 catch rate, 160 yards, and a 111.7 passer rating to his assignments, along with 12.3 yards per catch. You know what DK brings to the table. He is the perfectly constructed wide receiver. Guy runs like a gazelle. He has got a godlike frame, just absolutely shredded. He is number 7 at deep ball targets, number 9 in yak, and number 14 in yards per route run. So DK Metcalf, burst off the blocks, baby. And maybe you get this like initially in the first quarter on a long grab over Arnold. Race to 40 yards at a plus 400 juice. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with a Monday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
Numero cinco on the countdown. Let's go with the Snoop D-O-double-G, and that is one Tyler Huntley, formerly the Baltimore Ravens, plucked off that practice squad a couple of weeks ago after the Tua Tagovailoa concussion, and now he's been inserted as a starter, and he could be a bit of a saving grace for the Miami Dolphins, because I think he's definitely an upgrade over Skylar Thompson, who has no business being in the National Football League, in my opinion. But look at Huntley, a guy that's a scoring duelist. Ian, he's not going to kill you with the arm. He'll make the occasional solid throw down the field, but likely going to be south of 200 in this game, but I'm really zeroing in on the rush yards. And the best line of the business right now is at FanDuel on the over 30.5 against the Tennessee Titans at a -110 juice. Everybody else has ticked up 2 to 3 yards. And I grabbed it at MGM. If you're looking at the always free, always plug spreadsheet on the gamingjuice.com a couple of days ago. But still, FanDuel and get at the original line. This is a guy that is averaged 41.7 rush yards per game and 9 career starts, Lundy. Getting around 7 to 9 attempts on the ground per game. You look at the Tennessee Titans, middle of the pack. They're just mid in rush EPA defense and number 16 in the NFL entering the week. And they have a bottom 5 pocket pressure rate, only applying that heat on 16.5%. of opponent dropback. So those are somewhat deterrents on this prop, but you look at some of the guys that have, you know, gone off against him on the ground. Look up Malik Willis and the revenge game narrative last week. He had 73 alone. Now I think Willis is a more dynamic runner than the Utah product, but Tyler Huntley, Snoop could sip on some gin and juice here on the ground. All we need is 31. And we're cashing in. So I think opportunity will knock for him. He will call his own number and take off. And we cash in. Tyler Huntley over 30.5 rush yards against the Titans. -110 at FanDuel. Lundy numero cinco on the countdown. Fade or follow.
I like this one a lot, Brad, because I also was looking at his rush attempts prop as well, which I want to say is at 7.5.
7.5, yeah. Yeah,
and I think you play the over on that one too. So you can play these two individually because I do think they correlate together. I think Huntley will be scooting around on the field, taking advantage of his legs. It does help Miami immensely with this particular matchup. So I like this one a lot. Like I said, you can roll with Brad on the 30.5, which you should do at FanDuel. Take it where you've got a little bit of cushion on the 30.5 number still. But like I said, I also really like his rush attempts.
Run, Tyler! Run, you beautiful bastard!
Number 4.
Numero Quattro here on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's do it for Brutus Buckeye in the Ohio State University. No, I'm not talking about Jeremiah Smith, who is going to make a shit ton of money in the NFL in short order. Guy's absolutely dominating the collegiate scene right now at wide receiver. But let's talk about another wide receiver from that Columbus area, and that being not Jason. That is Jackson. I don't think he's changed his name. Smith and Jigba, for those of you that are watching here on the YouTube broadcast. But Jackson Smith and Jigba, over 48.5 receiving yards at a -115 juice there at BetMGM. You look at Smith and Jigba. He's only gone over this one time so far this season, but man, did he crush it in week two. He went 19 in week one, 117 in week two, and then fell back. Down earth with 39 receiving yards last week. You look at Detroit, again, their weakness is in the pass EPA model. They're number 20 in the NFL entering the week in that category. He's got to get some Amik Robertson most often in coverage, who's given up a decent amount of yards, but not an off-the-charts amount. Only a 72.9 passer rating, 4 catches for 56. But here's why I like JSN. I think Geno Smith's going to be dealing this game. I think this game has some high-scoring appeal. And Smith and Jigba is number 12 in total yak, number 8 in total route wins entering week 3, and number 14 in average yards of separation per target. Yes, it's real stat tracked at playerprofiler.com. So given the premium matchup, and given his ability after the catch, I think I need about 4 grabs, and I think he's going to get to 50 yards. We just need 49 to cash on that over. Jackson Smith and Jigba, 48.5 receiving yards, -115 at BetMGM. Good sir. Fade or follow.
Yeah, we got to see whether or not these defenses can actually hold once they get down inside the 30 and force these guys into some field goals. That's where I think the question comes in with your over-under, which I think is at 47 right now for the total in this game. Yeah. But I love this yardage prop. This, to me, is the pendulum swinging back the other way, because last week he finished with, 3 catches for about 40 yards?
39.
39 yards. That's what he wound up finishing with. However, he led the team in routes run, snap count, hot dogs consumed during the break. I mean, he led them in everything. he was out there on the field he just wasn't getting the receptions that we would have expected him to. So when you put that sort of thing together, I'm expecting everything to swing back the other way. I think Geno looks his way, and I think that he beats this number relatively easily.
Do the dirty work underneath and cash in, JSN.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the feed. Five Monday night doubleheader countdown. Give me some Geno Smith, and I'm going to take the over 1.5 passing touchdowns against Detroit at a +115. Yeah, a little baby seduced by the juice there at BetMGM. I know he has not done this the entire season yet. He's gone 1-1-1 passing touchdown. King of consistency, but not quite enough at every single game so far this season. Interestingly enough, Lundy, Detroit has given up 1-1-1 airstrikes in their first three games. As I've already said, the Lions are just number 20 in pass EPA defense. They're a team that is susceptible down the field in coverage. And when you got a beast in DK Metcalf, when you got that dirty worker in JSN underneath, Tyler Lockett can make some big plays and chunk gains down the field. I think Geno is going to be dealing in this game for his first multi-TD affair of the season. Yeah, he's only number 25 right now in red zone accuracy, but he is numero uno, Lundy, and adjusted completion percentage entering week three at 83.9%. So put all together, a plus matchup, a guy that's just been a pinpoint precise with surgical precision. Say that 10 times fast. So far this season, he seems due for at least two or more passing touchdowns. And if you're buying in the narrative, it's going to be a pew, 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 shootout affair there in the Motor City. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Let's rev the engine on Geno Smith over passing touchdowns against the Lions. +115 at BetMGM. Good sir. Fade or follow.
Brad, I got a good number for you that supports what you are talking about. Do you know, Brad, where Geno Smith plays his best ball? Do you know where he plays his best? It's a type of building, Brad. I'll give you a hint.
Is it a name after a car?
No, I'm saying inside a dome.
Oh, a dome.
Just like your shiny head, for example.
Oh, yes.
Folks, if you take it, he's played 8 games underneath the lovely dome over the course of his career. But Brad, check this out. 73.25% completion rate, 16 wow. touchdowns to just 2 interceptions in those 8 games, and a passer rating of 119.7. That is where he is when he is under the dome in his career. So, yes, I know it's only 8 games, but very clearly he's comfortable when he can be inside and he can be there on the turf. So, again, let's see. 16 touchdowns, 8 games. That's 2 touchdowns per game. Love this play.
Oh, man, bring back the kingdom. Resurrect it right down from the grave. Make that happen there in Seattle. Hey, you know what else? If you like that bet, we got so much more that you can wager on the GamingJuice.com. It's absolutely free. Sign up today. You can ask me a question. Fantasy football ahead of week numero cinco. I will answer it when I have time throughout the entire week in our slow chat. Just click the Ask Brad menu item at the top of the page. You can see all my free picks there on the spreadsheet. Lundy's as well. Ben Winstein, Nate Jacobson cranking out all kinds of college content. We're going to have NHL content, I think, from Lundy and Brandon Velasquez as well, as the season's right around the corner. I'll have hoops content in college. I think Ben's going to be writing some stuff on the NBA. I mean, we're covering all the bases right now. Fantasy football as well. My fresh rankings will be up later tonight ahead of already week number 5. Get it all right now at thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. .. Maybe.
Number 2.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's work in a little Tyler Boyd, who I believe is going to boil over. We don't have to really boil over too much for him to hit that total at 23.5 receiving yards against the Miami Dolphins there in SoFly at a -110 juice there at FanDuel Sportsbook. Look at Boyd. He's not exactly gaining a ton of attention and enticing it from one Will Levis, 4.7 targets per game, but only an 8.2 ADOT. Though he is lining up in the slot 73.9% of the time. And why is that important? Well, he's the guy that's got over this prop in two or three games. The last two, as a matter of fact, went 26 and 33. But lining up in the slot is the biggest area of weakness defensively in that secondary for the Miami Dolphins. Why? Kadir Kohu. Usually mans the slot. He has been targeted 14 times this season, Lundy. He has given up 10 receptions for a buck 21, 12.1 yards per catch. All we need are two grabs, and if he hits the average in terms of what he has surrendered, I think we're going to be cashing in. And cherry on top of the sundae, Miami number 28 entering week three. Or four, excuse me, and pass EPA defense. So put all together, numero dos here on the feed. Five countdown, Tyler Boyd, make me some bank, baby. Over 23.5 receiving yards in Miami, minus 110 at FanDuel. Fade or follow.
You're putting a lot of faith in Will Levis. And I know I am too, because he was my anytime touchdown pick there off the top.
He's got to throw it 30 to 35 times in this game.
Yeah, but he also can wind up throwing it like Tim Tebow did and nobody can catch it, Brad. I mean, true. Come that's on. Valid. That's the problem that we're dealing with Levis. I think this number is set low enough that I can be comfortable with the over. If I were going to do this, though, I might say, give me 20 or more and make it part of an SGP or something like that, just in case we get burned on a couple yards. Who knows? Levis could throw it backwards. I mean, you know, we all know that after yesterday, Bo Nix is more than capable of throwing it backwards. So by the time we get to the yardage prop, Tyler Boyd may lose some down the stretch. Like I said, I think this is set low enough that I'm okay with the over, but I might be a little bit more comfortable bringing it down to 20 and making it part of an SGP.
Hey, Levis, an extra squirt of mayo in the coffee. You're going to need it.
Number one.
All right, numero uno on the Fade 5 countdown on this Monday double dip. Let's go back to DK Metcalf. I say over, baby, on longest grab at 23.5 yards in that matchup against Detroit at a minus 110 juice there. At BetMGM. Again, on the spreadsheet, I grabbed this about 48 hours ago at 1 yard lower at 22.5. I played this thing up to maybe like 24.5, and it may not even remotely matter. There was like an alternative market, and you can get like a 50-yard or greater grab. I might sprinkle a little action at that at significant plus money, but I do like this one quite a bit. I've already laid out all the details on why I believe he is going to race to 40 yards in this game. And the primary one, again, is Terrion Arnold, who's given up that 68.4% catch rate, 160 yards, a 111.7 passer rating, and 12.3 yards per catch. Detroit number 20 in pass EPAD. I've already blew the face repeating those numbers. Metcalf already has gone over this twice this season at a 71-yarder. For a long touchdown. He had a 56-yarder as well. He is top 10 in total yak, top 10 in total deep targets, top 15 in yards per route run. I think Geno Smith could go ham tonight, kind of like the over as well on his pass yards prop. So correlate, synergize, and bring it all together. A spectacular on paper matchup against Arnold, who, you know, his days are numbered as a starter. And Metcalf and just that big, intimidating frame of his. I think it's one streak route, and we're cashing in outside the numbers on the over on this number. 23.5 yards on the longest catch. My number one play on the 2-for Monday night special, minus 110 at BetMGM. Lundy. Better follow.
Well, you got to correlate this back to the first to 40, right? Because we know he can do it on one catch, as you pointed out. And if he does that, well, then we're cashing this one too. So nice and simple here as we get ready for. I'm kind of excited that there's a doubleheader tonight, but I'm also not really excited that there's a doubleheader tonight because of like how it's like Tennessee and Miami. Like this should have been a good matchup. And instead, I'm kind of like, meh.
That's why we bet on it, and that's why we fire off more tickets. And bonus time! Bonus time! Lundy, whether it's on the 2-for Monday Night Football, Maybe it's on the diamond as well in that second game or somewhere else. Where are you stacking your greenbacks, mi amigo?
Let me talk about that game that I said, look, it's early, so I couldn't really use it in bonus time or in our plus bus, but I can use it here in bonus time. If you want to bet on the first of the two doubleheader games here between the Mets and the Braves, I think this is going to be a remarkably low scoring affair. These are two pitchers that have been very good in the month of September. However, I think the advantage goes to the Braves because the Braves have not had to travel. The Mets have been all over the place here down the stretch of the season, and now they got to turn around and come back to Atlanta. I also believe the Braves are going to do everything they possibly can to win the first game, because if they do, then they don't need to use Chris Sale in the second game of the doubleheader. They can save him for the wild card round. And so I think from a strategy standpoint, the Braves are going to want to win game one as best they can. And I think the Mets are going to be tired from all of the travel. So here's a way you can SGP this one if you want to. Did this at DraftKings this morning at a plus 104. I took the Braves on the money line in game one, and then I took the total up to 10.5 and played the under on that one. That one gets you plus odds. It's at plus 104. Did that over at DraftKings. The standard line on the over-under, by the way, is like 7 or 7.5, depending upon the book you're looking at. I think they're going to be under that as well. I mean, I've seen some folks out there making picks on this first game saying, take the Mets plus 1.5, just because this might be like a 3-2 game. And it wouldn't surprise me if that's the case. But like I said, I think Atlanta is going to try to do everything possible to not have to use Chris Sale in the second game. And remember, if they wind up splitting this doubleheader today, the snakes are out. Arizona is out if it gets split at all. They need one of the two teams to sweep in order for them to sneak into the sixth spot in the wild card for the National League. So Arizona is sitting around, sipping on some margaritas there in the desert, trying to wait and see what exactly is going to happen to them. I think a split is really likely. And obviously, folks, if you go and you look at the books right now, you can't even do anything on game two, because so much of it depends on what happens in game one, because the starting pitchers could change, all of that kind of stuff. So, like I said, SGP for the first game, if you're listening to this early enough, it's a 110 first pitch. The second game will be 40 minutes after the first one. I like Atlanta on the money line, and I took the total up to 10.5. The under, and still managed to sit there in positive territory at a plus 102. Brad, I don't have Jahmyr Gibbs rush attempts in front of me. I'm going to guess it's right around a dozen, probably 11.
I know Montgomery is at 14.5, which I'm not remotely touching, but Gibbs is at, drumroll, 11.5 at a minus 110 juice on the over at MGM.
Give me the over on his rush attempts. I do think they're going to continue to bounce back and forth between these two. I'm with you that I wouldn't touch it on Monty, but I do like it for Gibbs. I will play the over on the 1.5 for him. And I also like what I can see on the receiving props when it comes to Sam Laporta. So give me the over on Laporta with his receiving yards tonight. Should be roughly 36, 35.5, right around in there. If you want to do the SGP trick that I was talking about, bring that number down and make it say 25. I think you'll be sitting pretty with that one, but I also like him on his standard line as well. There's not a ton that I like in the Tennessee-Miami game, just because I really don't trust it, other than what we were talking about with Huntley, with his rush yards, his rush attempts. I think he's going to be scooting around a little bit. So we got a double dip in baseball that is meaningful, but really hard to predict because we don't know what's going to happen in the second game. But we got a double dip in the NFL tonight. I'm looking forward to that. And then baseball. Oh, Brad, the postseason gets underway tomorrow. Oh, it's going to be fun. The over-under in the game between Detroit and Houston tomorrow, 6.5.
Under!
6.5 is the over-under with Skubal and Valdez on the bumps for their two teams. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, and what a story Detroit is. I can't believe in the postseason with the lineup that they have trotted out, but it's all about pitchers, and they have been aces to say the least. By the way, Sam Laporta's line of receiving yards is up to 38.5, best line right now in the business. Ooh. And duel at a minus 110 juice on the over.
Okay, so I think what I'd rather do then is alt it, bring it down, and make it a part of an SGP. That's probably the direction I would go, because I did think if it got too close to 40, it was going to scare me away. I think it opened at 36.
Yeah, it's climate. And look, he had a garden variety ankle sprain, so they're going to tape that sucker up, and he's probably going to play a full complement of snaps. And maybe, just maybe, like Travis Kelce yesterday, he's going to break out of his funk. Tight end position has been brutal. See Mark Andrews. You had one stinking target. You couldn't even catch the damn ball last night. It's comical. Drop him in fantasy. Anyway, Team Huevos parlay play of the daytime. Let's go to that Motor City matchup between Seattle and the Detroit Lions. Like numero uno, give me Geno Smith. One more passing touchdowns. Again, I kind of like the over there on 1.5 passing touchdowns. We'll reduce that. Just need one air strike to cash a first leg. Leg numero dos, more DK Metcalf. 60 or more receiving yards. All the reasons already laid out. And leg numero tres, I'm on raw. St. Brown, 5 or more grabs. Which he has done with ease the last couple of weeks after that clunker of a week one. I think he's going to haul that in maybe by halftime. So the three-legger, Udosos, Trace, Mi Amigos on the SGP, Geno Smith, one more passing TDs, DK Metcalf, 60 or more yards. I'm on raw, 5 or more catches plus 125 there at ESPN Bet. Not, you know, outstanding juice, but hey, I'm trying to build bankroll. To say the least. Elsewhere, and bonus time, Lundy. I'll quickly rifle these off. Tony Pollard, give me the over on 12.5 rush attempts against Miami. I know Miami is number 7 in rush EPA defense during the week, but that number is somewhat deceiving because they're also giving up 4.92 yards per carry to the running back position. Zach Charbonnet all day is the only running back to go over 12.5 rush attempts against him at 18 in week 3. But look at Pollard. He's getting 70.7% of the opportunity share. He's averaging over what is needed on the 12.5. He's averaging 13 rush attempts per game. He's gone 16, 17, and 6 rush attempts. I think that 6 was an anomaly. I think this game is going to be close. That's what's a key factor in this. You can't have a negative game script. I think it'll be somewhat positive at times. So as a result, Tony Pollard over 12.5 rush attempts at a minus 115 juice there at BetMGM. How about Kenneth Walker III? Looking like he's going to play coming off the oblique injury. I'll take him for any time touchdown. I grabbed at MGM at plus 110 on that. He only played in week number 1. And in that game against the Denver Broncos, he scored a touchdown. He had 3 red zone touches. I know Zach Charbonnet is coming off a stellar performance last week, but probably going to be more like a 55-45 advantage for Walker in this game. I think he's going to get a couple of red zone opportunities, possibly there at the goal line. I understand Detroit's number 1 in rush EPAD. I understand Detroit has only allowed 1 rushing RB touchdown this season. But if Geno Smith's going to be dealing, I think they're going to live inside the red zone often tonight when she's Walker have his opportunities. And I'm getting a plus 110. I'll take it there for any time touchdown. And then one more before we get out of here. I built this at ESPN Bet this morning, Lundy. It's kind of stupid, but I love it. I got to get some mandatory Montgomery action, not on any time touchdown. This is a real bet, folks. And trust me, it's spectacular. So it's a 2-legger SGP. Mandatory Montgomery, Dave Montgomery, 5 or more receiving yards. Kenneth Walker III, also 5 or more receiving yards. Stop right there. That is it. It's plus 120. All I need essentially is a single catch at each one of these dudes, and we're cashing in. If you need a little bit of background, Montgomery's caught 8 balls here on the season. He's gone over this in 2 of the last 3 games, averaging 7 routes per game, 6.8 yards per reception. Again, he's averaging well above 5 yards. I need one stinking catch, and Seattle's given up 21.3 yards per game receiving to running backs. Meanwhile, Kenneth Walker, week 1 against the Broncos, 3 targets, 2 receptions, 6 yards. Just do that again, man, and we get there. He's averaging 13 routes a game in that one game he played, and he ran around 52% of the time. And you look at Detroit. Yeah, Detroit's only given up 5 total receptions for 17 yards to the running back position. But one stinking catch, you bastards of the rat, on David Mandatory Montgomery. Kenneth Walker III, plus 120 on that sucker. And I'm out of breath and out of time. Melinda, do you like that?
Yeah, I like that one. I can play around with that. Plus, with all the injuries that Detroit's dealing with on the defensive side, you may be able to exploit that just a little bit.
Yeah, it's just downright silly, but it could be a single play payday times two, and it could happen very early on in the game for both guys. Drop us a rating and a review here on the podcast at your convenience. Would you kindly go to thegamingjuice.com right now, you jackholes, and sign up for a free account and read all of our free content as available on that site every single day. Also, fade or follow us on the X. Lundy giving it to you there at Nate Lundy. I'm doing the same at Noisy Huevos for the handsome Nathaniel Lundy. Hopefully, he's going to have an early cash on the Major League Baseball diamond. Woo! Pucker up time in Atlanta. Woo! Pucker up time in New York.
I just feel bad for Arizona. It just has to sit back and wait to see what winds up happening in this one. But this early game is going to be crazy because you've got two pitchers that are red stinking hot for both of these teams, which is why I told you guys that I love the under, because I think that's going to be, I think that's totally going to be the way this thing plays out.
It's a playoff game.
And you've got, Arizona just sitting back, because the only, like I said, the only way Arizona gets in is if somebody sweeps. That's the only way they get in. Is they need one of these two teams to sweep. And I'm telling you, Atlanta does not want to have to use Chris Sale today.
Yeah, I totally agree. Make sure you have the Casamigos bottle just handy. Screw margaritas, just drink it straight, guys, down there in the desert. All right, for the wonderful and outstanding Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. As always, until next time, feed or follow, that is up to you.